Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Level one sped by the fastest 120 minutes in sports. The countdown is on a Major League Baseball regular season set to begin with the New York Yankees and the Washington Nationals, the defending World Series champion Washington Nationals. Max Scherzer versus Gerrit Cole. And the third pitcher of the night will be Dr. Anthony Fauci, who will be throwing out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals. The Yankees are like minus 130 favorites. We'll give you our thoughts on this baseball game before we're done here this evening. The craziness continues in Orlando. In the MLS's back crack tournament, FC Cincinnati. These guys got throttled, all right? They got throttled 4-0 by the Columbus Crew in the first match. People thought it would be 3-and-out, but it's Atlanta that's 3-and-out. It's New York FC that might be being thrown a bone. The New York Galaxy unable to get it done. Craziness going on in Orlando. We're going to break it down. We'll take a look at the morning action. We'll take a look at tomorrow night's action. As LAFC and the juggernaut offensive powerhouse that they are back on the pitch. Big man on campus going to step up and in. We'll get a couple of picks from Babano on the Major League Baseball diamond. And we've got National Football League news as well as the New York Jets owner apparently has been very, very busy over the last couple of years while he's been the ambassador for Donald Trump as good old Woody. I don't know. Like, can you ever really trust a dude named Woody? Jets owner Woody Johnson accused of making racist and sexist comments. And oh yeah, he tried to influence the Scottish government to put the British Open at one of Trump's golf courses. I got to love that the NFL says, well, you got to speak to the State Department about that. I don't know. It's funny. You guys suspend players all the time and play judge, jury, and executioner, but now you hide behind, ooh, you're going to have to ask the State Department about that controversy. We've got a lot of random rage to get to here in the second hour of the program. Level two, Babano, Big Man, and more, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. Level two. I am Morenci. All right, we got Babano. Babano joins us on Wednesdays. The Raging Redhead does as well. That hour just flies by. So we'll let Babano leave us with a couple of winners before we let him go. And I figured Babano and Big Man could catch up. It's been so long. And I know that Big Man, you missed Babano's awkward singing and awkward analogies. But that's what happens here on the Wicked Wednesday. Big Man on Campus steps up. But what's up, Big Man?
How are you guys? Yeah, you know, I've always said Ian Cameron's one of the nicest people I've ever met in this business. He's one of the good people I've ever met. I don't like a lot of people in this business, as I've said to you many times. But Ian's a great guy. He's a good soul, and I'm happy to know him. So it's good to hear from him. Good to hear him.
I thought there was going to be
you
a
too, Big Man.
Coming after that. But you were going to say, yeah,
no,
but.
No.
All sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops with Big Man and I, always.
Yeah. Always.
I wouldn't have put you on together. I didn't, you know. I thought, you know, there'd be fisticuffs. No. All
you know, I do want to hear, Gabe, if I can. Can we hear? He's been full of music tonight. Can we get the give me two per? I need two per. Can we get that from him tonight?
Oh yeah, so I can get to stomping in my Air Force One, big boy, stomping in my Air Force One. There you go, a little Nelly.
Wow, there it is. And well, listen, you might be hipper than me, as I admitted. You know you're old and white when I had no idea what people are talking about some Verzu's battle and stuff like this. I'm totally clueless. You know, I'm a talk show host, sports talk show host. So here I am watching soccer tonight. Man, I've watched a lot of soccer over the last couple of months, but I don't even know what the hell any of this stuff is about. But Babano, you watching this, Big Man? I assume this is right in your wheelhouse. So what are these battles about anyways?
Well, they have different ones. It's kind of something they started during quarantine where, you know, DJs were doing it. Like one time they had, DJ Premier against, you know, another DJ. And, you know, tonight they had Snoop Dogg and DMX. Now, I'm more of an East Coast guy.
The guys will be at their house? The guys will be at their studio or whatever, and they'll do something, and then somebody else comes back with their own thing type thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, this time they did it where they were in the same location, but sometimes they'll do where they're just on live together in one, you know, one place somewhere and one place another. But yeah, I mean, I'm a DMX guy. I think he's one of the greatest rappers ever. He doesn't get enough credit. He was, I mean, you know this, Gabe. I mean, in the 90s, DMX was, I mean, a superstar. He was one of the biggest in the game. So I always enjoyed DMX, like Snoop Dogg. So yeah, it's kind of cool. It's nice to go down memory lane with some of these guys and you know, see what they're up to.
Babano, it sounds like something you'd be all over, Babano.
Yeah, big, like in the 90s, he was part of Rough Riders. He was really, and they had a great solo run. I mean, if you were a DMX fan, you'd make the ultimate test. How do you know DMX? And if you're a true DMX fan, give us the DMX sound effects. What? You'd hear that every DMX song, pretty much. You'd hear those sound effects. He'd always be saying, what, in the background.
Ian Cameron with the sound effects kicking it with us tonight. What? All right, Babano. So listen, the way you were talking going into that break, you're acting like as if, oh, it's like Esteban Loaiza versus Josh Towers
with its Garrett Cole and Scherzer. You're like, I expect Cole to really struggle. Scherzer's got big problems. What am I missing with this? And listen, I get it. It's a low total. I think there will be offense this year in baseball, but in which do you base that Max Scherzer and Garrett Cole are both going to have these problems this year? Or is it just you think they have problems tomorrow?
I think tomorrow anyway. And with Garrett Cole, it's strictly you just can't – when you're the AL leader in ERA, you're the AL leader in strikeouts last year, you're second in the Cy Young voting, you know, the season of a lifetime for Garrett Cole. It's damn hard to duplicate that, and it's hard to do it in the first start of the season, Gabe, where you have had, what, a couple of weeks to get your arm loose? You've had, what, one start in an exhibition scenario so far? You've played these inter-squad games. You really haven't had that opportunity to get yourself going. And Scherzer on the other side, and I know he looked good, as you said, Cole, in his tune-up starts, but now this is the real thing. And the Washington Nationals, again, they saw him twice in the World Series. They should have more knowledge of what to expect tomorrow night. And Scherzer, he's the even bigger reason, Morency, that I like the over tomorrow night. Scherzer's been on a downward trajectory since late September. As I said, three runs or more allowed in five of his last 10 starts dating back to last year. The home run numbers have gone up. The hard hit contact rate has gone up significantly for Scherzer since late September. And he's been hit hard in games. He gave up seven runs in the tune-up start to the Phillies last week. And the bullpen for the Nationals is still sketchy. And I know the Yankees bullpen on paper, Morency, it looks great. But without Aroldis Chapman to start the season, they've still got a lot of arms with Canely and Ottavino and Zach Britton. I understand all of that. But it's like a shuffling of the deck chairs. You take one guy out, everybody's moving around into different roles in that bullpen. You know, you may need a couple of games for the Yankees to get comfortable there. So, again, we don't need a slugfest to go over the total. Give me 5-3. Which I think is feasible, and it'll go over the total. I think 7.5, you're not going to get that number with the Yankees very much this year. I'll take my chances.
Big man, what's your take on that, on the over-under, 7.5?
I got to be honest, I agree with Ian. I think, and Gabe, I saw you mentioned in the chat, you mentioned, you know, and Ian mentioned get into the Nationals bullpen. I mean, we forget last year that they had the second worst bullpen XFIP in the league. I mean, this bullpen sucked, and they still do. They're not good. A lot of people on base, a lot of traffic. You look at last year also, I mean, gave up a ton of home runs, it seemed like. I mean, an ERA close to 6 is a bullpen. That's not good. They were actually the second worst bullpen in that category as well. I think Ian's right. When you take Chapman out, you know, then all of a sudden you got guys in closer roles that maybe shouldn't be there. You got guys like Chad Green and Jonathan Holder still in this bullpen that aren't very good. And you got a lot of big boppers here, as we know, with Judge and with, you know, Stanton and all these big guys. Plus, keep in mind, it is very hot in this area. I'm not that far from Washington. As we know, it's been very humid, very hot. Wind blowing out a little bit to center field, right field. I don't think he's off on that. I don't love the over. I think it's a solid play. I'm actually looking maybe towards grabbing the Nats here. If I can get to a certain price here, I know Ian mentioned Scherzer struggled a little bit, but look, I mean, struggling for Scherzer's having, instead of a 0.8 whip, it's a 1.0 whip. So he struggled a little, but he's still Max Scherzer. It'll be interesting. I don't know that I'll be betting these two games just because I'm going to kind of let things play out a little bit. But, yeah, I like his overplay a little bit. I think that bullpen's going to be big, betting against these bullpens late.
I look forward to getting into Friday's card, actually, just be a full slate, right,
yes,
as opposed to just this sort. And it's such public games, the first two games up here, Babano, with it being New York and then with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the nightcap. All right, Babano. Before we get you out of here, what about the nightcap? Dodgers and Giants, any opinion on that one?
Yeah, it's Dodgers are past, Gabe, for me. But, I mean, we're talking on opening night, minus 300 on the money line. And even if you want to lay a run and a half, it's minus 140. You know, I'm not rushing out to make those kind of wagers with a public favorite, you know, on national TV, first night of the season. That being said, you know, no Buster Posey, Brandon Belt may not play for this game. The Giants are already dealing with some key absences. That lineup looks awful. I mean, the Dodgers should roll in this game, but to me, you're just not getting the great value with it. So I think Dodgers win, but I'm not betting it.
You know how much of a public play that play is going to be tomorrow night, guys? Can you imagine, big man? like we talked about it, the old Yankee, the Yankee Dodger parlay. All right, great stuff as always.
Real quick, Kershaw dominates the Giants. Team total under for the Giants. He dominates them as usual.
Yeah, and San Francisco can't hit either.
Exactly.
I mean, the Dodgers are freaking lethal. Always good, Babano. Thanks for joining us. Follow him on Twitter at
Babano. See you, Gabe and Big Man. See you.
See you, buddy. See you, buddy.
All right, more Big Man on Campus on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Morenci, Big Man on Campus, kicking it with us. All right, now our Twitter's blowing up right now about the Blue Jays in Toronto. And we have our boy Vegas T-Bone, who now lives in Denver. And we got Jason in Pittsburgh tweeting in here, saying that the city of Toronto screwed their local economy, hotels, and their local businesses. The notion that teams that are getting tested multiple times per week are going to spread the virus in the city is asinine. At worst, come up with stricter rules. Don't ban. Well, you know what, Jason? The city of Toronto and the economy and the restaurants are doing just fine without a bunch of COVID-infested players coming into the country. And I don't really understand it. Big Man, it's amazing to me, like, how people play doctor and stuff like that, in which I don't know what part of this, like, people don't understand. Like, Americans are not allowed to travel to Europe right now. They're not allowed to go to Canada right now. They're not allowed to go to the Bahamas right now. Donald Trump doesn't need to build a wall because they're trying to block Americans from coming into Mexico right now. Yet somehow people think like that the city of Toronto is crying because the Blue Jays aren't playing a couple of games there. See, the thing is, Toronto's economy isn't that fragile that they need to sell a couple of hotel rooms. You know, the safety and not overwhelming the hospitals is more important than selling a burrito. But, you know, I guess in Florida, it isn't. It's just, you know, it's a different perspective. But it's comical to me when people like bust that out. Oh, they're only hurting themselves. I know. Toronto's really hurting themselves, Big Man, by keeping their citizens safe. So a bunch of, you know, yokels on Twitter can say, oh, I'll never go there after then. It's amazing to me. Like, I don't even bother arguing with this stuff, but it's comical to me right now that people don't realize too, Big Man. And I don't even care anymore. I really don't. Like, you can't. It's like they said, it's like God says, you know, kill them all, let them God sort them out. You know what I mean? It's a natural, you know, natural thinning of the herd, so to speak. But as people like demand stadiums open and fans and all this, Like, they don't seem to realize that the virus is at an all-time high and that the fall is going to be a living hell on earth. and it's like, and then you have, like, you have these, like, you know, the state of Texas. Oh, we're going to allow 50% capacity at Longhorn games. Dude, their stadium holds like 100,000 people. It's like, you know, all right, never mind the fact that, you know, you're leading the country in cases right now. So, like, you're the last people that should have fans. It's just amazing to me, the leadership at all levels, all right, from government to corporate to they don't care if you die, people, and I don't care if you die either, but they don't care, and that's the whole thing, because you'll sign a waiver. So they simply just don't care, and it's just, it's amazing the level of, like, ignorance in which, like Florida is a great example, like, in which Roger Goodell says, well, we're going to go by each state guideline. You know, they'll decide whether fans could be there or not. You don't go by any state guideline when you randomly suspend players, big man, for not committing a crime. You play judge, jury, and executioner. But suddenly it's convenient to hide. Like, everyone, they're just hiding behind state guidelines and stuff. It's like, you want to hide behind DeSantis' state guideline? Go ahead. You'll end up dead, bro. What's your take, big man?
Yeah, and the state guidelines haven't worked. I mean, it's been a mishigas of a mess. Every state does something different. And that's one of the reasons in this country we've had 4 million coronavirus cases and we've had 145,000 deaths. And it's why Canada's had 8,870 deaths and about 120,000 cases. That's why the difference is here. Canada decided to do everything as a uniform policy. They don't let people in that shouldn't be there. They're sticking by their rules, and I have to be kind of, you know, good for them. You know, good for them for doing that. We're not just going to, like you said, sell out just to sell a couple hotel rooms. We're going to still be able to pay our bills if the Tampa Bay Rays don't come here for two or three games. And not for nothing. It's not like those Rays players are going to be going out and going to the restaurants anyway, just because I don't think they're going to be able to leave the hotel. They're not going to be going anyway because it's not going to happen. But, yeah, good for Canada. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Your point about everyone being a doctor, you're totally right. I'm sick of hearing about it. That's why I just try to not talk about it anymore.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating. It just, you know, you go in circles. But the thing is, people, guys, they have full stadiums again in New Zealand right now. They have, like, full stadiums and fans in which, you know, society is functioning. Like, you can't just, the virus doesn't go away because you want it to go away. Like, you know, or because you're bored of it. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, people don't seem to get.
But that's the thing, Gabe. That's where I think you're wrong. It actually would go away if people actually followed rules like every other country. There's a reason that in Italy and in Germany, yes, and in all these other countries, there's a reason why this virus has pretty much quelled in those countries, because they followed the rules. In this country, sadly, though, it's not ending because people don't follow the rules. They have to go out and get drunk. They have to, you know, go out and not wear a mask. It should have been quelled here. We shouldn't be dealing with this still. But again, people don't follow rules, and here we are.
All right, T-Bone's checking in right now. Didn't think this is like an old school, it's like Nightline or something like that. We have a debate going on. T-Bone steps up and in. What's up, T-Bone?
Not much, Gabe. Big man on comp has made
watch
great
language,
comment
T-Bone.
There, though. Yeah, sorry. If people wore masks and social distance, like, this would all go away. Like, Japan, like, all these countries, like, they follow the rules. And, like, that we got too many rednecks in this country that are just all about, like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm about my freedom, my oxygen, you know?
That's the problem, T-Bone. Like, I wish they say, like, oh, look at what Sweden did. Sweden didn't shut anything down. They went about their business. It's like, yeah, they had a little bit higher death rate, but also Swedes weren't stupid. They actually did still wear masks and stay away from each other, but they kept things open. Like you said, T-Bone, it's like talking to 6-year-old children and telling them not to eat the ice cream in front of them, bro. The They can't help themselves. Look at these Vegas pools and stuff, T-Bone. Like, even before the pandemic, Big Man, you know, me and Big Man have talked about this, Big Man. Even before the pandemic, why do grown men want to stand around a bunch of other naked grown men, Big Man, in a pool? I don't understand that, bro. I didn't want dudes that close to me before this.
Yeah, I've never understood it. I mean, it's like they're almost like just they're just tempting fate. Like, I know I'm going to get sick, but I got to go out and get drunk tonight. And I got to go out. Like, just stay home for a couple of months. It's not going to be the end of the world. The bar will be there when you get back. Or go out and get a six-pack and drink at your house. Invite a friend or two over and have a good time at your house. You'll be way safer and you don't have to deal with it. I don't get it. Well, T-Bone's right. The problem with our country is we're just too – we have to have everything when we want it.
But you got to see, like, politically, T-Bone, that's the whole thing, right? Like, it's not as if, though, like, politically people are upset about the Blue Jays. People, like, politically, it'd be bad. The only reason they got away with the NHL stuff is because it's hockey. Canadians love hockey. And also, they're in a bubble. That was the whole thing. Like, they could have played in Toronto, but they would have had to live in the bubble. Like, literally. Like, the Blue Jay players, when it came back, they wouldn't have been able to leave the stadium all the time. Like, literally for the entire year. So, like, that's – it was sort of logistically that it just – it couldn't be pulled off. But I wanted to say, you know, like, Dwight Howard, he won't even wear the mask in the bubble. And the snitch line is lighting up, and he's talking – now he's anti-vaccination as well. They're just – there's a lot of morons, T-Bomb. That's the problem. Like you said, there's just too many dumbasses out there that – you know, I saw a great video – of a military guy, and I saw the video, and it was about masks, and I thought, oh, yeah, he's going to be, you know, whatever. And no, he basically stated, he goes, I've been out of the country. I've been deployed for the last 2 years. And he goes, not at war, but he goes, I've been not at home for the last 2 years. He goes, I'm all excited to get home. And he goes, I can't do anything because you jackasses won't wear a mask.
Like, Gabe, this country,
he puts a mask on, and he's like, how hard is this? And he's a military guy. He goes, how hard is this, guys? Put the mask on.
Like, this country, Gabe, this country truly has some of the dumbest individuals on planet Earth. I mean, some of the most dumb, gullible people. They'll believe anything you tell them. They'll believe some article from 10 years ago that was fake that said masks aren't any good, they don't work. It's just, there's just so many dumb, uneducated people. They want it their way. They want to have things now. They don't want to wait. Everybody has to have the best of everything. They don't know how to struggle. They don't know how to do anything a different way. It will never be fixed because, as you said, there are just too many rude, inconsiderate people. I told you the story about the girl in my building. She has the freaking virus, and she's running around with no mask on. Give me a break.
All right, poor Yang. In master control here this evening. Emotions are running high here tonight on the late night anger management class. Right. It's all good. It's all good. All right, we're going to get into some soccer picks on the other side. Listen, I get frustrated too. I got a dude arguing with me now. He's telling me masks are more dangerous than not wearing a mask. Like, dude, at this point, I don't care what you do. Like, that's the whole thing. But it's like these idiots, they're sabotaging the world for everybody for the rest of eternity. Right? But Italian soccer's on the card in the morning. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. All right, it's been a hopping show here this evening. Always a lot of fun. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. Big Man on campus kicking it with us right now. So we'll get to the soccer momentarily, but baseball is back. And Big Man will be back on Friday night, and then we'll have a full slate of baseball action, full card to choose from. And MLS is going to start to get interesting as well as we get into the knockout stage. But I'll tell you what, big man, this tournament, I sort of expected some strange things to happen, but it's amazing from where we were after watching some of these teams play their first or even second match. And you'd be like, yeah, there's no way in hell the Montreal Impact are advancing. And the Montreal Impact have officially advanced. Come on, man. FC Cincinnati, bro. FC Cincinnati are an expansion team. They got run off the pitch the other night, 4-0 by the Columbus Crew. It would have been laughable if people would have said, yeah, they're going to win their next two games in advance. Imagine, you know, the New York teams have been duds. Atlanta couldn't score a freaking goal. And now you've got Orlando moves on. San Jose moves on. Montreal moves on. It's craziness in this tournament, big man.
Yeah, that Group E was real messy. I mean, look, if you told me Columbus was going to move on, I wouldn't have been surprised. But if you told me Cincinnati was going to move on, especially after they got drilled 4-0 game one, I thought they were going to be kind of the whipping boys of this tournament. But, yeah, I mean, the Red Bulls are really disappointing. They don't have that big-time player like they've had in the past, like a Bradley Wright Phillips. And Atlanta United just struggled. I mean, Joseph Martinez, you have to remember also they lost Miguel Almiron as well. He went to Newcastle United. So, yeah, it was a crazy Group B. If you told me that San Jose was going to move on, I'd have been kind of surprised. You know, yeah, it's been messy, but this is what sports in a bubble is. You get crazy things that happen, and yeah, it's going to be a fun kind of end of the tournament here.
No, it really is. Listen, Orlando played Montreal on Friday night, guys, and as crazy as it is, it's a winnable game for the Montreal Impact against Orlando City, and it's a winnable game for Orlando as well. A big confidence booster for these programs. So we've got Chicago and Vancouver in the morning, and what do you think, big man? Whitecaps, worst team in the tournament? like the Chicago Fire should beat them, bro.
Yeah, I've said it before. I've watched a lot of soccer in my life. I've watched this league for a long time, and I can't say I've seen a team worse than the Whitecaps. They're horrific. I mean, truly. I mean, they just do nothing right. They're horrific defensively. And like I said, they can't even string, like, possessions together, let alone or have the ball for any sort of period of time, let alone score a goal. Yeah, I mean, I think the Fire win. Berich up front is a really good player. I like this team a lot. I will say, though, these games at 9 a.m. have been very low scoring, so I wouldn't go crazy. You know, I think if you can find, I don't know, I think Fire and over 1.5 goals at minus 140, I don't hate that. Or maybe just play the Fire in some sort of two-team parlay with maybe Juventus later in the day. But, yeah, the Whitecaps are done as of about, I don't know, 11 o'clock Eastern tomorrow morning.
Big Man on Campus kicking it with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Man on Campus, Jeff Nadeau. So, our boys are back on the pitch tomorrow night, LAFC. The total 2.5 is minus 245 to the over. So we've got to dip into the 3.5 territory right now. 3.5 to the over plus money. The last two times that these two teams have played, they combined for 5 goals each in the last two matches, in which LAFC won 3-2 and LAFC won 4-1. They're monster favorites. And listen, the Portland Timbers can play as well, big man, but it's impossible not to ride the over here once again. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, as I've said to you, and I'll continue to say, I'm not betting I don't really bet much in this tournament outside of LAFC games and maybe one or two others. These games have just been, I mean, crazy. I mean, the first game they played was 3-3. Saturday's game, 6-2. Over 3.5. I mean, I'm good with that. I want to see what both teams are scoring over 2.5. It's probably not much better odds. But yeah, I mean, they've been crazy games. I will say, though, Portland is a different team than the Galaxy or Houston Dynamo. So I don't know if it'll be 5-4 or 4-3, but I think 2-2s. This seems 2-2 to me. LAFC could maybe get a late winner, but yeah, the way they defend, I just this seems 2-2 to me. So I'll go over 3.5 here and just kind of, you know, kind of, if it ends 2-1, then it ends 2-1, but I'm not getting shut out here. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 is 4-6. So, you basically are going to win back on a $100 bet, you know, 66. I mean, it's not terrible. But yeah, over 3.5 looks solid here at even money. I'm in.
This is where, you know what else I'm in. This is where we jump back in. Guys, I've stayed away from the goal score props over the last couple of matches just because I've been betting a lot of unders.
Yeah, lately. Good call.
But we're back here, big man. We're back. And what's the guy's name? EOBC? Jeremy Eubesi? This guy's been money, man, for Portland. Scored, I've watched all their games. And he's plus 200 to bag one. I think he can. My boy, Valeri. Yeah, I've been riding
Valeri. Yeah.
Plus 200.
You know, I like Valeri a little bit more just because he takes their penalties, and I'm a little bit more inclined to go with who they obviously put as the penalty scorer. Yeah, look, tomorrow night, Gabe, you've kind of
but
turned me on.
There should be multiple
and
goals, big man. That's the thing. In a game like this, you're getting plus 150s, plus 200s with this guy, that guy. Remember on Saturday, it was a palooza for us, big man. We kept hitting the goals. I hit 3 goal scorers in one game. It was great. Plus 150, plus 175. Like, one guy that's been great for me is Diego Rossi. So, you know, he's only plus 130 right now. Wright Phillips is plus 130. You can't take everybody because, like you said, Portland are a little bit more responsible. So I don't think there's going to be 8 goals in this game. But I got to go with Eubesi here at plus 200. I got to go back with Diego Rossi just because he's been so good to me. But, yeah, what do you think about these goal-scoring props tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't have a problem taking a few. I mean, Valeri will be one I'm going to jump on. Listen, I'll tell you this. I would be more inclined to take Portland goal scorers as opposed to LAFC just because I know how bad the LAFC defense is. I just don't trust them. But, yeah, Rossi's got to be on the card. Obviously, Valeri's got to be on the card. Ebo Bisi's got to be on the card. Maybe you take a shot. In-game Wright Phillips might be worth a look. I don't love taking him tomorrow. He's more of a guy I want to take against a Galaxy where there's going to be 4 or 5 or 6 goals where he can maybe get something there. But, yeah, Rossi and Valeri would be on my card for sure. Ebo Bisi as well.
And the other one, we got the Galaxy and the Dynamo. The Galaxy and the Dynamo. So, listen, LAFC and Portland, they're playing for first place in that group. So they're going to be moving on. But, you know, I like the way they did it. They kept the teams that were 0-2 interested if they win and, you know, things could fall into place for them. Houston are a weird team. I mean, they're sort of starting over, but they've been competitive enough here. So the LA Galaxy take on the Dynamo Group F play. They played the regular season opener, actually, and it was a 1-1 draw. So what do you make of this one? If Houston wins, they go on to the next round. But the Galaxy are kind of screwed. They need a bunch of goals. They got problems with the goal differential. So Houston knows if they win, they move on. Any opinion on that one?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those games that I think is going to kind of be up and down. I mean, both teams need to score goals. Both teams need to win. And as we know with Houston, I mean, this team could score goals. I mean, they put 3 behind the LAFC. They were able to get on the scoreboard the other night with, even after a red card.
They
were able to score in that game. Yeah, they are. I would take the over in this game as well.
You got to wonder, big man.
Over 3.5 looks good.
You got to wonder about the psyche of a side that just got routed 6-2 as well. You know, they got run out. They know their goal differential. They're in big trouble. Like, they're minus a lot of goals, guys. Coming into this, they got, you know, 6 freaking 2. But hey, we saw FC Cincinnati bounce back, but should be a fun day of soccer tomorrow. So Chicago should beat Vancouver, guys. Let's go over the 3.5 in that Portland LA game. And I think Portland are live, guys. I like where you're going at, big man. Maybe a draw or Portland draw, no bet, however you want to approach it. But the Portland Timbers can play. And, they're not a joke team, the Portland Timbers. And that Houston-LA game is kind of weird. But the way this tournament's been going, LA Galaxy will get bounced. and Houston Dynamo will move on. Like these young, the young teams, sort of like it means a lot to them, right? Like it's like FC Cincinnati acted like they won the cup today. You know what I mean? It's like their biggest thing ever in their franchise that they just advanced, like in this tournament. But big man, we got baseball back tomorrow, buddy, and we'll have you back on Friday. It's always a pleasure, my man.
Oh, before we go,
yeah, Lazio yep. tomorrow. What's your take, Serie A?
I don't bet Cagliari matches. I'm done with that team. They've screwed me so many times, I can't even tell you. I do like Juventus, though. Gabe, if Juventus wins tomorrow, they win their ninth straight Scudetto. That means they won nine straight Serie A titles. They're a dynasty. They're unbelievable. They're going to beat Udinese. Gabe, you can make a bet right now. Juventus and over 1.5. I've already bet it, -125. They're not winning 1-0. They're going to win 3-1, 3-0. Udinese will give goals up. Juventus is not losing tomorrow. Mark my words, take over 1.5, -125.
They're -210. I think I'm looking at a Juventus-Dodger parlay. Call me Captain Chalk, big man. I like where you're going with this.
Or you could.
I like your 1.5 pops. I know you've been hitting that, too.
Yeah, I actually hit it on Monday with Juventus. They rolled. I'll tell you right now, Juventus and the Chicago Fire, not a bad play there. But, yeah, you can take on FanDuel and some of the other books. Juventus over 1.5. It's a beautiful bet. Lay the wood. This is 2-0 at worst, maybe 2-1, maybe 3-1. Juventus is going to want to bag a couple goals tomorrow. It's what they do. They love going forward. Udinese is going to get crushed.
Big man on campus. Always a pleasure, my man.
Cheers, buddy. See you later. See you Friday.
Big man on campus kicking it with us. I'll tell you what, a Juventus-Dodger parlay, guys, is -105. And let's see what a let's get the Chicago Fire in here against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Think what a Whitecaps is, too. They're missing five guys, and it is hurting them. Chicago Fire now -200. That number is going to go up by the time they kick that off, too, at 9 a.m. Eastern in Orlando. So, So a three-team banger. Juventus, the Chicago Fire. Juventus, the Chicago Fire, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. +191. Not bad, actually. +191. Let's take the Dodgers out. A little early soccer action. +121. I like it. The Chicago Fire and Juventus, as Mick Ossie would say. It's a multi, a two-team multi. Sports Rage late night. Great stuff with big men on campus. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
We're into the two-minute warning. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. Shout out to all of our guests here this evening. Raging Redhead Cam Stewarty and Cameron, big man on campus. Tomorrow night should be a wild one. Teddy Covers returns to the rotation. As Teddy normally takes the summer off. All right, Teddy Covers, Ted Savransky, legendary handicapper. Been joining us for about 16, 17 years. And but he normally takes the summer off, yet it's a unique situation this year. There are no dog days of summer. We're through the dog days of summer. Normally, like by the time you get to August, you're like, when's football starting? And I'm tired of baseball. Normally in August, it's not the NHL playoffs. Normally the NHL playoffs only end in July. So actually, not much has changed when it comes to hockey, to be honest. But you know what I mean? Like, it's completely different. It's a whole new dynamic, actually, this August. Normally, it's the calm before the storm in August. Like, honestly, like, I'm one of the few people out there that in August, like, I'm all jacked up for the Hall of Fame game. And I always bet, like, $500 on the Hall of Fame game. I love that Hall of Fame game. Like, that's normally, like, the highlight of the first week of August. Now it's going to be like, ooh, the NHL playoffs going on. You guys know, too. Listen, I love the NBA as much as anybody. The NBA is probably my favorite league out of all the pro sports leagues right now. But with that being stated, I don't really care about the NBA until the playoffs, right? I know these little late games and all that. Like, you know, people are getting excited today about these guys scrimmaging. I don't care. Like, whatever, man. Like, I'm looking more forward to the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's going to be cool. Right out of the gate, boom, August 1st, they're playing real hockey. And you know what? The last time they did this, in like 1986 it was, where they had the best of fives, the team that won game one, they won every series. All right? There's going to be some weirdness happening. You want weirdness? Tune in tomorrow night. Teddy covers. And I think the return of Earl Skakel as well. All right, take the Chicago Fire in the morning. Parlay with Juventus. We'll thank you tomorrow night. Other night on your own. Later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.